off with his radar. Or he liked Gary Berghoff. I don't know. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. It is your only fully air-conditioned radio show. Get closer to the radio, and things will get cooler. Not from the content.
No. But usually it's hot air coming out of
No, all the other radio is hot air.
Oh, that's right.
This is the show that's fully air-conditioned.
The Oasis.
That's right.
Are the 550, the people.
Every Friday... Every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge, and we can't do it without contestants, and if you'd like to be one of them, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Before we play, one quick note about my brother Seth, who I've talked about on the show and has been on the show and has been, for the last 6 months, the acting Secretary of Labor for the United States. He was the Deputy Secretary of Labor in the first Obama administration, and then when Obama was re-inaugurated, Hilda Solis, who was the Secretary of Labor, she resigned to go do other stuff. And they didn't have a new secretary to take over right away, so my brother, as deputy, stepped up into the acting secretary role. And I've talked about how, you know, it's pretty cool because he's 11th in the line to the presidency.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. Although, as he says, if you ever see me on TV saying everything's okay, everything's not okay. Well, he was waiting for the new Secretary of Labor to get confirmed. Obama had appointed this guy, Tom Perez, like 3 months ago, but it was held up by the GOP. And I'm not going to get into the politics of that, but it meant that my brother kept doing this job and was getting better and better
at it. Was he rooting for the GOP at that point?
Well, at a certain point, I said, don't you wish that they would never confirm Tom? He said, no, Tom's a friend of mine. He'll do a great job. You know, and people would ask me, well, how come he doesn't get the job? And I said, because I'm his brother. The FBI starts vetting Seth. They find out about Paul. That's it. I'm my brother's glass ceiling.
Yeah, boy.
So yesterday, the Senate confirmed Tom Perez, part of this filibuster deal. I don't understand all of this sort of stuff, but I know that they finally confirmed the guy as the new labor secretary. Here's the funny thing. My brother has been on Labor Department business at some G20 meeting. Again, I don't know what it's about, but he's in Moscow. And so I emailed him and I said, you know, they just gave your job to this other guy. You're not going to get left behind like Edward Snowden at the Moscow airport, are you?
Get home.
He hasn't written back to me.
Uh-oh.
So there's some sort of labor limbo that he's in. When he does get back, I assume he'll move back into the second office, the deputy office, which he'll move back into, which he will take over the job that he did before. But that's if he ever comes back. you know, maybe he's stuck at Cinnabon there. I don't know what he's doing in Moscow. Anyway, let's meet our first... Thank you. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Hi. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your own five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just enjoy hearing you on the radio, and it's awfully hot outside.
Yes, it is.
How hot is it?
Oh. It's real hot.
Oh.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories you can choose from today. Category one is our weekly topical category called Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, It's Your Choice, Not Mine. And category three, Not Nominated for an Emmy. They announced the Emmy Awards yesterday. These are people not nominated for an Emmy. Which one would you like, Steve?
I'll take, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get 7 points or less, by federal law, I will have to punish you. But if you get 8 points or more, that's the good news, because then you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul.
You have a good one.
We're going to have a pair of tickets to All That Tap 23 at the Edison Theater at Wash U. It performs next Saturday, the 27th at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets through MetroTix, or you can win them right here during the Harris Challenge.
Yeah.
Or you can get information on the classes and workshops leading up to the public tap dance performance by calling 314-531-TAPS. That's 531-TAPS. taps.
Yeah. My wife and I went to this several years ago, and it's amazing what these people can do. It's almost like they levitate at certain times.
That's cool.
And fantastic tap dancing.
And we're also going to throw in a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs. And that's all the prize package.
Subliminal.
The prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Steve, your categories, have you been paying attention? We put 60 seconds on the clock, and we play the Harris Challenge. Which major U.S. city filed for bankruptcy this week?
Detroit.
Detroit is right. What was Stephen Raikes going to do before he died this week? Was he going to attempt a new high dive world record? Was he going to testify in the Whitey Bulger case? Or was he going to become the first man to receive a face transplant?
Whitey Bulger case.
Correct. Who asked a court to allow him to change his name this week? Jerry Sandusky's son, Matt. Ariel Castro's son, Pedro. Or George Zimmerman's brother, Robert.
George Zimmerman's brother?
Matt Sandusky.
Okay.
Which well-known author was revealed as the real author of mystery novel The Cuckoo's Calling, which was published under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith?
Oh, pass.
What caused NASA to cancel a spacewalk in progress this week outside the International Space Station?
Flying debris.
No, an astronaut's helmet filled with water all of a sudden.
Oh,
astronaut,
water.
He almost drowned on a spacewalk.
Oh, man.
They had to get him back inside, and some hose got loose or something. J.K. Rowling, the woman who did the Harry Potter books, was the one who actually wrote that novel, The Cuckoo's Calling, under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith. And just to go back to the guy who was going to testify in the Whitey Bulger case, this is a guy who apparently had some run-ins with Whitey Bulger years and years ago, and they had taken over his business, and, I mean, bad stuff. And so he was going to testify, and he suddenly shows up dead.
Whoa.
2 days before he's supposed to testify in this case.
Yeah, I heard. No ID, no wallet.
It's the sort of thing where if you saw it in a movie, the cop who was the star of that movie would say, oh, it's clearly a professional thing, yeah. But in this case, everybody involved is saying, oh, no, we think this was natural causes. Natural causes?
Right.
I don't think so.
And we do have some sound from the astronaut in space doing the spacewalk.
Oh, do we? All right, let's go to that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. NASA, we have a huge problem here right now.
Yeah. Thanks to the AP photo department for that.
Yeah.
Steve, let's count up your points here. You got the one-pointer and the two-pointer for a total of 3 points. And as you know, that is not at the prize threshold. It's below it. And so I'm going to have to punish you. We're going to punish you by bringing back a man who, punished a lot of Americans many, many years ago when he made a name for himself on American Idol. Became a star even though he didn't have much talent. Ladies and gentlemen, here, in a tribute to the entire Cyrus family, Mr. William Hung.
Yes.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can't burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can't tell your friends just what a fool I've been, and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can't tell my arms go back onto the phone.
What?
You can't tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can't tell my lips to tell my fingertips.
Okay.
They won't be reaching out for you no more.
Pause it right there, because I have a feeling we may have to go back to him for the chorus later on with one of our other contestants. We'll see. Hopefully not. Maybe this will be a single punishment day, but our recent track record has not been that good. Steve, I'm sorry I had to hear that, but thanks for playing, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too. And that was actually a little better than Billy Ray's things, I think.
Oh, wow.
Have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant, Andrew. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, man.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am currently headed down for a bachelor party boat trip.
On which river?
The Merrimack.
Great.
Wow.
Are you going
tomorrow?
It's
going to be wide open river, I'm sure. Nobody else will be there.
No. Are you going tonight or are you going tomorrow morning?
I'm heading down there right now. We're actually going to be rafting tomorrow.
Nice, nice. Well, have a great time and use sunscreen, because that's the most important liquid you'll have on your trip. Not the beer, not the rest of it. It'll be the sunscreen. Andrew, we've got three categories here. One is, it's your choice, not mine. The next one is, not nominated for an Emmy. And we had a new third category called Lessons of Law. Which one would you like?
Let's go with the Emmy one.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was not nominated for Best Drama Series this year? Netflix House of Cards, CBS's The Good Wife, or AMC's Breaking Bad?
The Good Wife.
Correct. Which of these was not nominated for Best Comedy Series? Fox's New Girl, HBO's Veep, or ABC's Modern Family?
Veep.
New Girl. Which of these late-night shows was not nominated for Best Variety Series? Real Time with Bill Maher, Jimmy Kimmel Live, or Late Show with David Letterman?
Bill Maher.
Letterman. Which of these was not nominated for Best Reality Competition Series? Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, or The Voice?
Survivor.
Correct. Which of these men was not profiled in a movie that's nominated for Best Miniseries or Movie? Alfred Hitchcock, Phil Spector, or Liberace?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. The movie was The Girl. Toby Jones, who played Hitchcock, is nominated, but the movie was not nominated, so you're right. Congratulations, Andrew.
Okay.
You got the 5, the 4, and the 1. That's 10 points, and so you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize while we move right along to our third contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hi there.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm enjoying the heat in scenic Jersey County.
All right. We have three categories here.
What?
It's your choice, not mine. Lessons of Law, or This Week in Showbiz.
Let's go choices.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Larry, let's play the Harris Challenge. Honda has built the world's fastest lawnmower called the Mean Mower. How fast does it go? 50, 100, or 130 miles an hour?
50.
130. Which of these are there only two of in the entire state of Wyoming? People named Dick Cheney, escalators, or koalas?
Koalas.
Escalators. Besides New York, what is the largest U.S. city with a Republican mayor? Louisville, Indianapolis, or Salt Lake City?
Indianapolis.
Correct. Which of these was first introduced in 1896? The pneumatic drill, the water gun, or typewriter correction fluid?
The pneumatic drill.
Water gun. What was originally developed in 1934 as an ice cream topping? Hawaiian Punch, Reese's Pieces, or Gatorade?
Reese's Pieces.
Did you say Reese's Pieces right before the buzzer?
I did.
You should have said Hawaiian Punch. Sorry about that, Larry. Yeah,
I've been wanting to hear that chorus.
It was a tropical ice cream topping that they turned into a fruit drink with no actual fruit in it, as far as I recall. It was like high C, Hawaiian Punch. What do they have in common? No fruit. Let's see what you got here, Larry. 3 points for Indianapolis, and that's all. So, yeah, you are going to get to hear the chorus.
But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Okay, that's all right, all right, all right. Billy Ray Hung.
Holy cow.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Sounds like a porn name.
Let's move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just happy it's Friday.
Me too. Let's see what's the category choices left here. This Week in Showbiz, or Lessons of Law?
Let's try Lessons of Law.
60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is currently the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
Pass.
Which of these documents helps a lawyer get someone out of jail? A subpoena, a writ of habeas corpus, or an order of excelsior?
Order of Excelsior.
Habeas corpus. What is the name given to the list of rights a suspect must be read before they can be questioned?
Miranda rights.
Correct. Which minority's fight for civil rights is associated with the Stonewall Rebellion? African Americans, gays and lesbians, Native Americans?
Native Americans.
Gays and lesbians. Which president appointed the first female U.S. Attorney General?
Carter.
Clinton. Back to the one-pointer. Who is Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
John Roberts.
Oh.
By the way, the first female U.S. Attorney General was Janet Reno. So, let's see here, Jerry. All you got was Miranda. I should have given you the right to remain silent, frankly. Because all you got was 3 points, and that's why you deserve this.
You can't tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. Or you can't tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, who fist can't tell my lips. He never really liked me anyway.
Okay, you know what's funny about this, listening to this? I realize it's actually the lyrics more than it is William Hung.
Yes.
They are punishment incarnate. Here's our fifth contestant today and the only man who can save us from a quadruple punishment day. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way home from work, watch my son's baseball game, and then maybe cut a little grass.
Well, mention your son's name, for goodness sake.
Oh, Cole.
Okay. The category that's on the board here is This Week in Showbiz, Dave. We've got 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What city is host to this year's Comic-Con, which is taking place this weekend?
San Diego.
Correct. In what city did Glee star Corey Monteith die? L.A., Atlanta, or Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Correct. After the George Zimmerman verdict, which singer announced that he would not perform in Florida anymore?
Pass.
Which TV show's producers announced this week that they will not include Angus T. Jones in the opening credits this fall?
Pass.
Which former Food Network star's fans have been mailing butter wrappers to the companies that dropped her as spokeswoman?
Paula Deen.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. After the George Zimmerman verdict, which singer announced that he would not perform in Florida anymore?
Kanye West.
Stevie Wonder. All right, which show will not have Angus T. Jones in the opening credits this fall? I'll tell you, the other two stars are John Cryer and Ashton Kutcher.
2.5 men.
Yeah, it is 2.5 men. Angus T. Jones is the half-man who spoke out against the producers and got himself right off the show, or at least out of the credits. Stevie Wonder, by the way, said he won't perform in Florida or any other state that has a stand-your-ground law. Before he said that, he really should have checked, because that means 21 states. Oh. Stevie Wonder will not be performing. Although, how many times does Stevie Wonder perform anymore?
I haven't heard of him.
Isn't he like 75 years old?
Yeah.
So Florida must have been going, wow, that's nothing, no change for us whatsoever. Dave, let's recap your scoring here. 5 for Paula Deen, 2 for Vancouver, and 1 for San Diego. Yeah, you're a winner. 8 points.
All right.
Congratulations to you and to all of us who have ears.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by while Den tells you how you get your prizes. And that is this week's Harris Challenge. We do it every week, every Friday, right after Colin does the 5 o'clock news. So come back next week for the Harris Challenge and stand by now for Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News. Straight ahead in the next half hour, the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.